I'm sure many of us can think of life experiences that have rocked our boat. Maybe they were health issues or family relationship issues, or maybe financial issues or career issues. Those life storms that upset our stomach, the issues that disturb our sleep, events that make us sad. So what is our response? Where do we turn? To whom do we look for help and healing? Today in the gospel, we are reminded in these life storms, in these life challenges, we know to turn to Jesus. We have a great story. It's got great images. Jesus has fed the crowds, and you can imagine he's tired. He's worked hard. He's fed them. He's preached to them, and he wants a break. And he says, disciples, go meet me on the other side of the lake. Take the boat and go. I'm going to go rest and pray. And so he goes off to spend time in prayer, and the disciples begin to cross the lake, and a storm blows up, and they're terribly afraid. Suppose you could say they were fishermen. They should be used to that. But they're terribly afraid. They're fearing for their life. And in the middle of the night, Jesus comes walking to them on the water, and they become even more frightened. And what does Jesus do in the midst of their fear? He calmly says to them, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. We'll take up a collection next week for the victims of the fires in Hawaii, right? Imagine their fear, like the disciples' fear. They couldn't do anything. They had to call out to the Lord for help. And then we have Peter. Peter says, Lord, if it's truly you, tell me to come to you on the water, because I'm not sure yet. And what does Jesus say? He says, come. Come, Peter. Come. And Peter does have some courage. He gets out of the boat and starts walking towards Jesus on the water, and it begins to hit him in the face, the wind and the rain, and he begins to sink because he begins to doubt. And he says, Lord, save me. And you could see the Lord Jesus reaching out and saving Peter and pulling him up out of the water. And then they get in the boat, and the winds and the rain stop. And Jesus says, why did you doubt, Peter? Why did you doubt? Where was your faith? But the disciples all learned something in that encounter. Yes, this truly is the Son of God, they say. They recognize his power, not only in coming to them on the water, but calming the storm. So how do we grow in faith? Today, we remind ourselves that Jesus is our Savior. He is our help. He is our strength. We need to be invested in him in our lives. Jesus says, come and I will help you in the storms of life. And he stretches out his hand and helps us. As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, this weekend we are seeking and calling adults, parents, and youth to participate in our faith formation programs. We are calling those who recognize in the storms of life that Jesus is our Savior, our support, our friend. And I would like to suggest that Jesus is calling us to get out of the boat of our own struggles, and invest ourselves in our faith. He is here calling us to become involved. He says, come, come participate, come help, come teach, come learn, come share, come invest. And to trust that he will help us when we respond to his call to come. To trust that he will support us as we witness and teach our faith, our love of our Catholic faith to our youth, that we teach how to be followers of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The gospel shows us how the disciples grew in faith. We can grow in faith the same way when we get ourselves involved, when we begin to teach and to witness what we believe. We need our youth to not be afraid, to get involved, and to participate in the life of our Catholic community. So let's go back. In the first reading from the book of Kings, the voice of God comes to Elijah in a whispering sound. And in the second reading, St. Paul says, I speak the truth in Jesus Christ. So today I ask you to listen to the quiet voice of God who is calling you to help, to not be afraid to stand up and to volunteer and to speak the truth in Jesus Christ. Let us remember, when Jesus and Peter got in the boat, the storms were calmed. Today, as we pray, let us remember, Jesus is always with us in the storms and challenges and opportunities of life. Jesus is with us when we have the courage to witness in His name. Amen.